Iris Siff with the Met's last live broadcast of the season. The Met broadcasts will be back in the autumn. These Metropolitan Opera broadcasts are supported by Toll Brothers, the Annenberg Foundation, the Neubauer Family Foundation and the Vincent A. Stabile Endowment for Broadcast Media, and they're broadcast here through an arrangement with the European Broadcasting Union. Well, next week we're going to be live at Covent Garden in London to hear what promises to be a very special broadcast. It's the new production of Caspar Holton's Szymanowski's King Roger, which has been attracting plenty of praise in the press of late. Szymanowski composed it in 1926, very much inspired by his fascination with life in the Mediterranean, a story set in the 12th century Sicily, where King Roger meets a pagan shepherd, and his wife urges him to accept the man's creed, which puts him on a fight with his own integrity. Mariusz Kwieciń sings the title role. The orchestra of the Opera House is conducted by Antonio Papano. We'll be live there next Saturday from 10 to 7. Well, welcome back to Britain. This is Ian Skelly here in Broadcasting House, here to guide you through the rest of our programme tonight on Radio 3. Here and Now, our contemporary music performance programme, marks the 50th birthday of the French composer Thierry Ecaïche, with performances recorded by the BBC National Orchestra of Wales at 10:30 this evening. But first, with the time at 9:30, time to join Julian Joseph for this week's edition of Jazz Lineup.
Hello. On today's programme, an intimate concert set featuring saxophonist Joe Temperley with pianist Brian Kellock, plus the latest batch of new releases, including The Accordion of Richard Galliano. UK group Particle's new album String Theory. And the exotic Afro-Cuban sounds of Omar Sosa. All those releases and more coming up on the programme. First up, two highly celebrated artists, a trio that pushes the limits in expected repertoire in jazz, and a versatile superstar tenor man team up to create The Bad Plus Joshua Redman. This is As This Moment Slips Away. The contemporary, quirky sound combining the talents of tenor man Joshua Redman and the Bad Plus Trio for an album that is certainly a good fit for this combination. And that's out on the Nonesuch record label. Well, we stay with the tenor saxophone, this time in the very capable hands of Duncan Eagles as one third of the London-based trio Particle. When I spoke with Duncan about the new album, he was raving about the brilliant Bennett McLean, who helped put together the string quartet that integrates with the trio. And Bennett also occupies the first violin chair. And this is how they sound on Shimmer. Thank you. Shimmer from Particle, who released their new album String Theory. And if you thought of Bennett McLean as the impressive pianist, vocalist and rapper that he is, then just add virtuoso violinist to that list, as you heard him featured in the string section and soloing on violin. Particle's String Theory is out on the Whirlwind Recordings label. Now to the music of gifted Cuban pianist and composer Omar Sosa, who turned 50 this year. He releases a brand new album that features his Quarteto Afro-Cubano, which includes British-based Cuban drummer Ernesto Simpson, Childo Thomas on bass, and Leandro St. Hill on the saxophone. And this album showcases Sosa's ability to bring forth a fresh unity with the Latin and African influences his music so proudly wears. This sensitive and tender piece with St. Hill's soprano saxophone combined with voices is De Vuelta, The Return. The delicate sound of Omar Sosa and De Vuelta, The Return, out on the Skip record label. Well, we stay with the piano and the US-based Yelena Ekimov, who originally hails from the former Soviet Union. She started her musical career as a classical pianist, but also studied jazz and gained a great deal of experience in jazz and experimental rock ensembles since her move to America in 1991. This is the title track of her new album, Lions. Thank you. The unusual piano playing of Yelena Ekimov in the illustrious company of bassist Harold Anderson and drummer Billy Hart. That was Lions, the title track of her new album on the independent L&H production record label. And talking of record labels and avenues of support, if you're an unsigned jazz musician, here's a very exciting announcement now from Jazz on 3's Jez Nelson.
Calling all jazz musicians. Are you unsigned, undiscovered, or just under the radar? Well, this summer, BBC Introducing is heading to the Manchester Jazz Festival, and you could be on stage for a special night hosted by Radio 3's Jazz on 3. We're putting together a live showcase of the best up-and-coming British jazz bands. The groups will be chosen by a panel of BBC jazz presenters, including Giles Peterson, Kevin LeGendre, and me, Jez Nelson. So send us your music via the BBC Introducing Uploader. There's a link on the Jazz on 3 website. And you could be joining us on stage at the Manchester Jazz Festival.
Very exciting news, and the Uploader link is also up on the Jazz lineup page. So spread the word about this great opportunity to perform on the Jazz on 3 BBC Introducing stage at this year's Manchester Jazz Festival. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 with me, Julian Joseph, on FM, online and on digital radio. Well, before we hear tonight's concert set featuring saxophonist Joe Templey with pianist Brian Kellock, let's hear from this consistent and soulful baritone saxophonist backstage at the concert which marked a welcome return to his hometown of Lochgelly. Here's Joe as he speaks with Jazz Lineup's reporter David Allison, who gets inside the mind of Joe Templey.
So here we are sitting in the dressing room at Lochgelly, your birthplace. So how do you feel about a hometown gig? Do you have special feelings about that?
Yes, I haven't done it in a while because the last time I was here, actually playing in here, was with the Fife Youth Orchestra, which is quite a number of years ago. I used to come to Lochgelly when I was doing Sophisticated Ladies on Broadway, and we got like 5 or 6 weeks off. There were six saxophone players, so one could take my place while I was gone. So I used to come to Scotland for 5 or 6 weeks and play golf and all that.
Your career has taken you from Lochgelly to Manhattan and beyond. Was there a plan in this? Or did it just happen as you went along that each stage led naturally to the next?
Oh, yeah. It was a natural thing because I progressed from Lochgelly. My first professional job was in Glasgow. And then Tommy Sampson came up to Green's Playhouse and I did an audition and I went back to London with them. So that was my introduction to London. But I worked in Glasgow for probably about 18 months. Then I went to London, and I was in London quite a long time. I started off working with Tommy Sampson, and then Harry Parry, then Joe Loss. I worked with Joe Loss for a couple of years. And then Tommy Whittle. I worked with Tom. Tommy was from Grangemouth. He was a good friend of mine. And Tony Crombie, and then I wound up working with Humph. Humph was like my brother, and we were wonderful, great friends. And, you know, I had a lot of admiration for Humph.
And Humphrey Littleton was the connection that got you across the Atlantic initially to New York.
Initially, in 1959, we came across and we did a tour. And the tour was called, I think it was Jazz from Newport. And the Thelonious Monk Quartet and Cannonball Adderley and Lenny Tristano and George Shearing and Anita O'Day. It was a big bill. And that tour sort of introduced me to America. And I came back, I spent about maybe a week or 10 days in New York. And I used to go and see Benny Golson a lot. And he was working at the old Five spot with Curtis Fuller. And I remember sitting on the plane looking out of the window and seeing all the lights of New York, and I thought, well, I'm going to come back here one day. And sure enough, 5 years later, I came back to New York, and I've been here ever since.
Some of the names of people: Buddy Rich, Joe Henderson, Duke Ellington, Billie Holiday, Frank Sinatra, Ella Fitzgerald.
I worked with Ella at Radio City Music Hall. We did a concert, and Benny Carter, who I worked a lot with, I did a recording with him, and did a lot of outside dates with him. And Benny was the conductor of the orchestra, and Ella was very sick. She died probably about a year later, but she was very sick. And Ella came out, and she got a 15-minute standing ovation before she even started. That's how much the people loved her. And it was just a wonderful concert. We did the whole entire first half of the concert.
Hooray, hallelujah, hooray, hallelujah, hope you're satisfied, you rascal, you. So you met someone who set you back on.
Did you ever sit in some of these bands with some of these people and rub your eyes thinking, I'm just a bloke from Lochgelly?
No, I felt like that. You know, when I the first professional job I had was with Woody Herman, you know, and Woody Herman to me at one time was like a fabled name. He was like a magic name, and here I was working with Woody Herman, looking at him at the bandstand every night. And then, you know, I worked with Woody about 18 months and came back to New York and started freelancing. And I was very friendly with Pepper Adams, probably one of the premier baritone players. And Pepper went to Detroit to look after his mother. His mother got very sick. And I was the sub for Thad Jones and Mel Lewis band. And I was there for 3.5 years. Pepper was gone for that long. And that band, all the people in the band were people that I absolutely idolized. You know, Snooky Young and Mel Lewis and Jerome Richardson and Bob Brookmeyer and people like that. They were, and Roland Hanna, they were all in the band. And, you know, I used to look around and say, what am I doing here, you know?
There's a lovely quote here from Wynton Marsalis. There's no greater sound on earth than Joe Temple on a horn. How much do you think people, young players especially perhaps, don't always get the balance of the sound and the tone versus the notes?
Well, I think the fault of that is that, you know, young people all study now at conservatories, and they study, you know, they're transcribing solos and they're playing all this technical stuff. I mean, I'm criticizing conservatories, and I teach at Juilliard and I teach at Manhattan School of Music, but, you know, don't bring all that stuff to the bandstand. I think that's partly maybe the reason for it.
So, if after a lifetime's experience there was an essential nugget to pass on to, say there's another chap called Joe who lives in Lochgelly now, plays a bit of saxophone, what wee bit of advice would you give to that person?
Stay home. Stay home. It's a cruel, hard world out there.
Fascinating insights into the musical mind of Joe Temperley, who is tonight's featured artist with pianist Brian Kellock. Well, let's get straight to the music now. Recorded at the Lochgelly Centre in Fife on the 7th of March, Joe Temperley is one of the finest exponents of the baritone saxophone, which led him to make a hugely successful career for several decades now in the United States. He is one of the most respected and appreciated members of the excellent Lincoln Center Jazz Orchestra, formed and directed by trumpet maestro Wynton Marsalis. Brian Kellock, too, is another of Scotland's finest musical treasures, who regularly features with the Scottish National Jazz Orchestra under the baton of friend and longtime musical associate Tommy Smith. But it is in the intimate setting of the duo that we hear these two masterful performers, who start this highlights of a concert set with Creole Love Call. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you and good night. Thank you.
The gorgeous and sensitive sound of Joe Templey and Brian Keller on the Robert Burns composition, My Love is Like a Red, Red Rose, concluding our highlights of a concert set recorded at the Lochgelly Centre in Fife on the 7th of March this year. Joe Templey was on the baritone sax and bass clarinet, and Brian Kellick was on piano. And for more information on all the tracks played, check out the jazz lineup page via the Radio 3 website. Well, that's almost the end of the show, but there's plenty more jazz on Radio 3 with Jeffrey Smith's Jazz later on tonight. That's at midnight. And on Monday night at 11, Jazz on 3 with Jez Nelson. To end, something new from the brilliant French accordionist Richard Galliano. The album is a tribute to the enduring influence of Edith Piaf and is called La Vie en Rose. Joining Galliano on guitar is Sylvain Luc, and this is L'Accordioniste. From me, Julian Joseph, till next time, bye-bye.
Was La Guillotine de Pauvre Jean, L'Accordioniste from the French accordionist Richard Galliano, ending this week's jazz lineup. The programme was produced in Glasgow by Sushil K. Dade and presented by Julian Joseph. And if you'd like more information on jazz lineup, then you can go to the programme page, which sits on the Radio 3 website.